1537. Yes, I do. I've got a very aggressive man, and he's refusing to get off, and I didn't want to hold anybody up on 23rd because I had a long line of cars, and so I was going to wait until I got down to where I branch off on Alder and then just not move until he gets off.
Okay, are you feeling safe enough to continue and I can have a supervisor meet you, or do you want to tie it up right there?
No, I don't want to tie it up on 23rd. This place is a mess. And no, I don't feel very safe with this man. And he's acting very strange. And he's also being somewhat verbal with other passengers. And but you know, if somebody can get down to off or Alder, that would be wonderful.
Okay, so you feel safe enough to get to like Alder and 5th area, Alder and 6th?
No, Alder and 18th when I branch off.
Okay, I will get a supervisor over to you. Are they threatening you? Are they threatening passengers? What exactly is going on?
I'm sorry, he's starting to mouth at me. I'm going to get you off his bus. I think he's going to get off. I think he's going to get off his bus. Stand by. Okay, and jerk that off.
Sorry you had to deal with that. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, just feeling a little helpless as usual, but nothing new under the sun. But yes, I'm fine.
All right. Well, once again, I am sorry that you dealt with that. All of us up here have been drivers before. We do understand how it feels. If you need a couple minutes when you get out of the area, if you need to pull over and take a breath or take a second, by all means do that. If you feel like it's going to hit you later on or later on it does hit you, just call back, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Power of prayer works well for me, too, so I'm sure I'll be okay. Thank you.
All right, I copy. Well, I hope you have an uneventful rest of your night. We'll be clear at 1860.